Health.
Illumination. An inspirational talk on health. How do we experience health in our life? Where do we find out about health? What does health mean to us? Well, health means to us that we are operating in a body that is living and expressing itself. It's divine idea, its original integrity and purity. Health is when the body is doing what it is supposed to do. And non-health is when the body is not doing what it's supposed to do. Now, who's saying what the body is supposed to do? Well, we know that every organ, action, and function of our body is designed to carry out a specific and a wonderful program for itself. Every organ, action, function of our body is designed to be so very powerful and so very wonderful and so very beautiful that it expresses all that is good and all that is fantastic. Now, how can we have a fantastic body? How can we have perfect health? How can we have ideal health? Now, to say perfect health means that we have an attitude up or down about it. Ideal health just is ideal health. What is ideal health? What is an ideal person? What is an ideal life? What's an ideal experience for any of us to have at any time? Well, it's to be ourselves and have fun. It's to be good. You can be sure of that. How do we experience perfect health? We experience perfect health by every single moment of our life thinking, what a glorious world we live in. What a beautiful world we live in. What a fantastic world we have chosen to live in for ourselves. And the world is operating everything in divine order. The world is operating everything in divine order. All of the attitudes of the world about me, all of the physiological attitudes of plants and trees and flowers and birds and bees and dogs and cats and animals and human beings, all have an ideal format to which they address themselves. Now, what is this ideal format that the creation of the world addresses itself to it? Now, I say to myself that I am the creator of my world by my thought. And as I am the creator of my world by my thought, my world is a reflection of whatever I think about it. So now, what do I think about my world? Do I think that my world is revealing itself? Do I think that my world already exists in its ideal state? Do I think that my world is something that I want to improve or that I want to uplift or that I want? You see, if I am an artist and I am going to do a painting and I'm going to paint a picture of a tree and I have a tree in mind, maybe I have the real tree right there standing in front of me and I'm going to paint that tree. But I'm not going to paint that tree because I have no idea what that tree looks like. Even though that tree stands right in front of me, I have no idea what that tree looks like. Because my eyes observe the tree with my emotions. My eyes observe the tree with my expectation of a tree. My eyes observe the tree from an infinite number of perspectives. And each perspective is unique and quite good. Now, how do I observe the world around me? I observe the world through whatever I think about myself. Now, if I think that everything is to be in divine order, if I think that everything is to be its original purity and integrity, then I am thinking right thinking as far as my concern is. Now, what is my perfect health? What is my original purity and integrity in health for myself? How was I created to exist? What is my original purpose for being? What is my ideal format for my life, for my body, for me? What is my ideal format? My ideal format. And my ideal format, you can be sure, is good and very good, is wholeness, is right action. It's the original purity and integrity. My original format, my ideal self, is a 100% operating vehicle, 100% operating action. It's fantastic. My ideal self is perfect in every respect. Now, I do not say perfect, because if I say perfect, I cause myself to think of how it might be perfect or more perfect or what how perfect is defined. But when I say ideal, I move away from any judgment about it. I move away from any expectation about it. I move into the realization that it is the allness. It is the totality of good health. It is the totality of the manifestation of health. Now, a healthy organ in my body is an organ that is doing its job in its perfect way. My heart. All the years of my life and all the moments of my life and every instant of my life, my heart is going thump, 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 and it's doing it beautifully and wonderfully. Now, do I ever say to my heart, "You're a good old heart. I love you. Just keep pumping away, doing a good job"? No, I don't. But it does it, because that's its ideal format. And what about how my skin covers my body, the largest organ of my body? And how about my lungs bringing in air? And how about my ability to digest food? And how about my ability to walk around? How about my eyes? What a lovely and glorious thing that is. Yes, the glory of vision is fabulous. The glory of speech is fabulous. The glory of all, these are ideal formats. These are ideal beyond anything that my mental apparatus could now contemplate for myself, because my mental apparatus tries to understand how it works. It wants to get in and figure out, take it apart, figure out how it works. And that's not the way it goes. That's not the way it goes with anything. If you want to know how it works, you say, "I see it functioning according to its ideal pattern right now. I see it functioning according to its ideal pattern right now. I see it functioning according to its ideal pattern right now." And when I say I see it functioning according to its ideal pattern right now, then I am putting that ideal pattern into motion, into its perfect, wonderful way of being. And that's really all that matters. That's really all that makes any difference in the world, because I put it in motion and it is done. This is the illumination that I have for myself this day. The illumination that I have ideal health. And the more I think about my ideal health as ideal health, the more I experience my ideal health as ideal health. The more I think that my body is created to be perfect, created to be ideal, the more my body is ideal in every wonderful way. It's all a matter of what I choose to do. Now, if I choose to call a thing bad, I am not being very nice. If I choose to call a thing good, I am being very nice. So I choose to call my body good and very good. I choose to call every action, organ, function of my body good and very good. And as I choose to call it that way, it is that way for me. It is that way in my life. And I live in that life in perpetuity. I live in that life in immortality. I live in that life as an ideal format. Today, I make the claim that my life is perfect. I make the claim that my health is perfect. Today I make the claim that I live in my ideal my ideal body, my ideal self, my ideal reality. Today I make the claim that I am that I am. Today I make the claim that my original purity and integrity for the purpose of my body is absolutely fulfilled in every way. Now, as I say this again and again and again to myself, it becomes my affirmation of truth. It becomes my affirmation of experience. It becomes my affirmation of reality. And I am the only one that will put into motion for myself that my body is ideal, that my body is whole and perfect, that my body is living in perfect health right now, that health is mine because I claim it. I name it and claim it and delight in it. And as I name it and claim it and delight in it, it is mine. And this is what all of us do. This is what psychology teaches us. This is what philosophy teaches us. This is what life teaches us. And this is what we teach ourselves. And it is good and very good. Say this for yourself today, as I say it for myself, and enjoy perfect health, for it is yours right now and forevermore.